By the time the second minute is over.
Okay. Perfect. We're in the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav.
Okay.
Chapter 2, Law 15. We're just about done with the Mizbeach. But, you know, there's a lot of animals brought on the Mizbeach, but, you know, you can't do everything on the Mizbeach. So you have to have a few tables next to the Mizbeach.
How about hooks on the ground?
For preparatory work. So in Halacha Tesvav it says, Ushnei Shulchanos, there were two tables. You're not going to find that in your picture there, because it's only giving you the Mizbeach. There are two tables, Hayu Bemarav HaKevesh, which was to the west of the ramp, which in your picture, you put it to the left of the ramp, to the left of the ramp. Echad Shel Shayis, one made out of marble. And what would you put on that? Shenosel of Aserim, the body limbs of the animal, as it was cut. You put the body limbs temporarily on the marble. Why marble? Because marble will not cause the meat to deteriorate, as opposed to if you put it on a silver table.
Don't do that.
Of course, silver is very fancy, but you know we have to keep the meat fresh, so it goes on a marble table. No, it just keeps it fresh. It's colder. It's cold. Stays colder.
Very cold.
So ve'echad shel kesef, and one table made out of silver. Shnosin of klei asharis, the ministering vessels, the utensils were placed on that. So that was just for technical reasons. Okay, now we get to some interesting halachas. Tes Zion, you must have all been wondering at this state of the game.
Really wondering.
Like, how do you make that mizbech? Look at that picture. That mizbech looks so smooth.
Here it is.
It looks so smooth.
How many have there? Are there?
Made in Germany, 129 euros. No more Horowitz cracks, okay? You really got a good deal here, let me tell you.
For what? What's this for?
The member appreciation is 50 of those.
For what?
Okay, anyway, we're on tape over here.
I thought it was a model of the business.
We're on tape over here, so let's just...
Okay, everybody
gets... Tes Zion, you're wondering how you got such a... Look how smooth that Mizbeach is. Paul, you see how smooth that's such a good job of masonry. But wait a minute, what did we say? We took those rocks. We took rocks out of the ground. We took them out of the ocean. That doesn't look like a bunch of rocks put together. So how does it look so nice? That you're going to find out in Tes Zion.
Well, come on. What's going to happen?
Kishabonin amizbeach. First of all, when you build a mizbeach, bonin also kula otum. It's a solid block. Nothing hollow. That whole area, it's not hollow. It's filled. From end to end, corner to corner, completely filled
with
the stones, but you'll see how. Kamin amud, like a block, like a pillar. Okay? Ve'ein osim bo chalal klal. And there's no space inside, no empty space in there at all. Elamevi avonim shlemos gedolos. You bring stones that are large. Uketanos, and small ones.
Yeah.
Umevi seed, and you bring lime, vizephes, and pitch, vikunya, and molten lead.
Ooh, that's hot.
Molten lead.
That's hot. I don't know if you ever.
Umemacha, and you crunch it up and mix it up. Vishofech, and you pour it letoch malbein godol in a large mold. You have a mold that you put in it. Gadol kemidaso, as the measures that you need. It's like a mold goes over the rocks. Okay, so now there's three molds. You need a mold that covers the area of the yesod. So it was a mold of 32 by 32 by 5 high. And then you need the next mold for the next 30 tfachim, which was 30 times 30, right? Remember, it's getting more narrow. And then the third one for the marocha. So you have three molds. So each mold makes it nice and flat and smooth, and that mold sits on top of the rocks, and that is the mold, that formulation, and that's what makes it nice and smooth. So ubon, and you build all and keep going from one floor to the other, as it were. However, not all areas were solid. The mizbech was solid. However, the yesod, if you recall, only on two sides did it go all the way around,
right?
But it was two sides, was fairly empty. And also the corners at the top were hollow on the inside. So what did you do for that? How did you make a block that's hollow on the inside. If you're pouring molten lead and that kind of stuff, how do you get a hollow part? How do you get a part by the base that's empty? So what you did was, v'notein besocha bin, you put in the structure, guv shel eitz, a form of a wood, o evan or stone, bekeren dromis misrachis, in the southeast corner where there is no... there is no base on the southeast corner, correct? Kemidas ha-yesod, like the measurement of the yesod there. So it's going to take the space of the rock, but it's not there. Remember, you're making the mold. The mold, remember, the mold would be a 32 by 32 mold. Remember, as you're building one floor at a time, the base is 32 by 32. However, on two sides, it's missing five tvachim, right? You see that south side over there, there's nothing there.
Nothing there.
The west side, there's nothing there.
Nothing there.
All right, but you're trying to make a square mold. You follow what's going on? Let's pretend for a minute that this is a square, although we know it's not a square. It's not a square, but we'll pretend it's a square.
We'll pretend.
Okay, so you got all the rocks together. You want to place a mold over it to have a nice, the lead and everything, make a nice square. But wait a minute, it's not a complete square because I'm going to have over here an empty space along the whole way, an empty space along the whole way here, right? But how do I make the mold for that? So in that mold, everywhere I've got stones, right? So right over here, I get a long piece of wood. And here's a long piece of wood. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make the mold, and then when it's hardened, slip the wood out.
Slip it out.
And that's how I'm able to have the base still missing those two parts. Same thing with the keren, the top corners. The top corners, what do? I put the wood in the middle. That's an amma by amma. And then I put the rocks around it, really a little less than an amma, really. And then I put rocks around it, and then I put the mold over all that, or from the side around it. And then when the mold is hard, then I pull the wood out, and then I got the empty space. That's the only way you can make an empty space when you're trying to mold it. If you don't have any space, it just fills up.
You can extract the wood after you pour it.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. You're putting it in to extract it. That's the idea. So that's I explained to you that which I'm going to read now. V'nosein besocha bin, you put within the structure guf shel eitz, a piece of wood, a weaven or stone, bikaren dromis mizrachis kemidas ha-yesod, from the southeast corner, the measurement of the yesod both ways. V'nosein besocha kol keren v'keren, you put in each one of the corners, atshiyashlima bin, until you finish the structure. And then after you're done, v'yaser ha-gufim, you take those pieces of wood out, shebasocha bin, that's inside the structure, kideshi tishar, keren dromis mizrachis v'yesod, so the southwest corner has no foundation because you pulled out the wood. V'yishara kronos halulim, and that the corners at the top will be hollow as well. That's how we ended up building it that way.
And maybe you have to coat the wood with something really slippery.
Yeah, there's got to be some way that you can take it off. Obvious, yes, that has to be. Yes, for sure. Yud Zion.
Olive oil.
Now we're going to discuss four things that are ma'akev. If these four things are not here, the entire Mizbeach is possible.
Oh, no.
Arba krona shel Mizbeach, the four corners of the Mizbeach must be there. V'yesodo, the foundation, the base, has to be there. V'ribuo, and the squaring that exists, ma'akvim, that it's square, is a ma'akev. So it's really, we're going to see this. I don't know why he says three and then he says four. Because that's the essential Mizbeach. V'chol Mizbeach, at any altar, Shein lo Karen, that doesn't have a corner, or a Yesod, or a base, or a Kevesh, or a ramp. Now he's adding the ramp to the Mizbeach. V'ribuo, or it's squared, Arehu Pasol, it's not fit. Shar Basa Makvim, these four things hold it back from being kosher. And the reason is because when the Torah mentions these four things, it keeps saying the word Hamizbeach. Karnos Hamizbeach. The corners of the Mizbeach. The Yesod Hamizbeach. So it's saying as if to say, if you're missing that, you're missing the Mizbeach and all four of those ideas.
Now, is that every Mizbeach or just the Mizbeach?
The base of Mizbeach.
I know, but it has two Mizbeachs.
We're talking about the Shulchan. No, I don't know anything about more. We're only talking about the Shulchan right now.
Not the Shulchan, the Mizbeach and the outside.
The Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach. That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about the inside Mizbeach. It's on its own Torah.
Okay.
Avol Midas Orko, but Bidi Eved, the measure of the length, umiras rochbo, and the width, although we've given you 32 by 32, whatever it is, umiras kamos, and its height, einan ma'akfim. If you did it wrong, it's still okay. It's not the greatest, but it's still kosher. Except v'shloyipchos ama ama barum sholosh amas kishir mokom arachas ma'isbeimavot. You can't have me less than 1 by 1 by 3 for the maracha, the top part where the korbanos are brought on the top on the fire, can't be less than 1 by 1 by 3. It's supposed to be more, but that's minimum. I guess less than 1 by 1 by 3, you couldn't do anything. All right, now this is a tricky halacha coming up here, a little tricky. We're going to make a distinction between the actual stones and the mold formation that the plaster makes over the mold stones. So what we essentially have is a number of stones, then we're pouring on this mold, and now you got a nice finish. So there's going to be a different psul for the mold versus a different psul for the stones. We already learned the stones before, but now he's going to put them together.
You mean the mold or the molten lead?
The molten lead becomes the mold. When you have 32 amis wide, it's not all brick, rock. There's some plaster and mold that's on the outside.
You can't even see the
rocks. That's taking up space, right? That's taking up space.
You,
that 32 is everything. It's the gaps. It's on the outside a little bit. So you got this nice plaster and all this stuff. And it could take up quite a bit of space. There's no rule how much space. It could take even an amma. As long as you got 32 ammas, the mold had to have a certain thickness to be a proper mold. All right? So now we're basically talking about what's the difference between what you're lacking in a mold will create a psul versus an individual rock within the mold, although it's hard to find to get to that, but it's, a lot of it's theoretical. Let's say you have internal destruction. So let's see. Mizbeach, the actual mizbeach with the mold part. Keshenifkam, if it's blemished, it's missing something, mibinyana from its structure, how much has to be missing to say, let's say it's chipped off from the mold part. Im nifka, you know, tefach puzzle. If one tefach
4 inches
is off of that, you may not even come into the rocks yet. It's puzzle, because that's called missing. Pachas mi tefach, less than a tefach missing from the mold, kosher, that's okay. However, vahu shelo ye banishar even paguma, but the stones itself, we already learned, the stones have to be smooth like a knife, and if you even would nick it with your thumbnail, it's not kosher. So the stones per se have to really be smooth. But the mizbech with the mold, that could even be messed up to a tefach, can be missing. That's okay. So the distinction between mold, the mold, and the rocks itself.
You're talking about the rocks or the stones within?
Yeah, the stone piece with our stones.
How do you get smooth stones?
They would smooth it. They'd have to smooth it before they bring it up. They have to smooth it. That was part of the work. So that had to hew it.
Why is it important?
That Torah says it's got to be. Why is it important? That's the way it's got to be. That's all. That's the rule. So you hew the stones. But even if you hew the stones together, they're not. There's going to be cracks in between them, yeah. Putting a bunch of stones, a bunch of cracks. Yeah. So they need a mold on top of that.
What do they make this mold out of?
It says.
No, but I'm saying we're not. I'm
lime,
saying,
pitch, molten lead.
No.
Well,
that's the filler. That's the filler. How did the filler?
I don't know. Doesn't say. I don't know.
And how big? This was in a huge.
It's 32 by 32.
Is he making the curb that just keeps like?
It's a big. It's a big frame. I don't know. It doesn't say. I don't know.
It's gigantic.
Okay, where are we up to now? Where am I up to?
You're
finished.
Just finished.
We're on the third chapter. We're changing now, guys, to the menorah.
Isn't Hanukkah coming?
And I got a menorah here. Where are you, menorah? I took a picture of you. Here we go. Here is the picture that I got.
I got it here.
You got it there. All right, you guys.
This is according to Rambam?
This is quite many versions of what it's like. All right, I don't know if you could see it good enough from here. Or you got it in your book? Okay, we're just doing the Rambam. We're learning Rambam. I'm not learning multiple shitas. I'm learning the Rambam. All right, the menorah now goes from Halacha Aleph all the way to Yud Aleph. I don't think we're going to do it all tonight.
No.
But we're going to start. HaMenorah Meforeshes Tsurasa B'Torah. The Torah explicitly details the way, the shape, form of the menorah is. And what do we have? We have Arba'a Gevi'im. There are four. Now we're going to, starting with the main branch, the middle branch. The middle branch starts with Arba'a Gevi'im, four goblets. Now the Rambam later on in Halacha Test is going to specifically say what shape and what it looks like. But we'll just say a cup for now. And if you look at the picture, there are the four cups over there. One, two, three, and another one there. It's going to have four cups. On the central one, one, two, three, there's another one there. Four, you're going to see four cups. Arba Gvim, Ushtei Kaftarim, two bulbs or knobs.
How many?
Two. We're going to see where they are.
I see three.
I know, that's other ones. That's other ones. You got one there, you got one there.
You can't see it this way.
You got one here. And one there, you're going to see. There's two bulbs. Ushnei prachim and two flowers. There's a flower. There's a flower. Okay, there's a flower. Hayu biknei menorah was in the central shaft of the menorah. The Torah says so. I mean, don't ask me why. The Torah says so. Shenemer, it says, Uva menorah, the menorah, arba gevim. There are four gevim, four goblets. Mishukadim, they're beaten in a way that it looks like almonds. In other words, it's not smooth, the gold, right? It's like, it's beat, the texture is like almonds texture. So this is not going to come out here. It doesn't look like that, but it was.
Doesn't look like almonds?
It's like almond texture. Kaftore, then it says kaftore, it's bulbs, plural, minimum plural is two. Ufrachea, and it's flowers, minimum flowers is two.
Yeah.
So we got 4, 2, 2. But od perach shlishi, also a third flower, are yosamach liarecha, it's close to the base of the menorah, which is over there. Yeah. Right at the base. Right at the base.
That's
okay. Yeah, that's a flower. It doesn't look like my flower, but it's a flower. Alright? Alright? Hoyosamach liarecha, shal menorah, shenemer, it says, ad yarecha, from the yarechim, that's the things that come out of there, the branches, ad pircha, until the flowers. Okay, so that's what goes all the way to the bottom. All right, so that's the central shaft. What does the central shaft sit on? Halacha beis. Ushlosha raglaim. There were 3 feet to the stand of this. And if you look... Oh, man, picture got cut off. Well... Yeah, it's there. If you look really carefully at the bottom, very, very bottom, you'll see 3 little feet. There's 3 little feet at the bottom. Okay? And also, you have another thing. Ushlosha kaftorim, 3 more knobs in the central shaft. That's where the branches come out from. Hoyu biknei ha-menorah, remember, biknei ha-menorah is the central shaft. Shema yotzin sheishakam, where the 6 branches come out. So if you look right over here, you got bing, bing, bing. That's where the branches are coming out.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, that's where the branches come out. Yeah, it's in Chumashim too. It's in a lot of places. Okay? That's where I photocopied it from. Okay? Shlosha mitzad zeh, 3 branches from one side. Shlosha mitzad zeh, 3 from the other side. V'chol kana v'kana. And now let's look at every branch over here at the top. What does every branch have at the top? So each one has shloshe gevim, 3 goblets, v'kaftor and a knob, v'ferech and a flower. That's what you should have. V'hakol mishukim, they're all beaten in the texture of almonds. K'moshkeni v'yasum, like almonds when they are making them. Okay, that was a fancy way of designing it. It's not smooth, it looks like almonds. And gimel just gives you the grand totals. Nims has come out. Kolak, if you add up all the cups, how many do you get? Shnayim v'ashim, 22 cups. V'haprachim and the flowers, tisha, 9. V'hakaftorim and the bulbs, achadasar is 11. That's just add up the numbers, that's what you get. So how much is this? 24, 9, and 11. That's 44 ornamental figures, as we'll call it. V'kulamach, and each one holds back. If you're missing one out of the 44, puzzle. 22, 11, and 9. Yeah. If you're missing one out of the 42, ma'akevis kulam, it holds back the whole thing, is no good. However, that's not always the case. Dalit, Bamed, Vormamorim, when do we say that you have to make these cups and these bulbs and these flowers? Kishuzov, when you make the menorah out of gold. But if you make it out of other metals, remember we said if you're wealthy, you make it out of gold. What if you don't have? If it's not made out of gold, you don't have to make the other fancy ornaments at all. Another difference is when the menorah is made out of gold, its weight has to be the weight of called a kikar zahav. Whatever that weight is, it has to have that weight precisely, a kikar. It means you take a block of gold that's a kikar and you beat it. It has to be one block. Right. Kikar imnerasel, with the lamps. We're going to talk about the lamps in a moment. There's lamps that went on top, and that's connected to, and it's part of the thing. The lamps he didn't mention, but that's right on the top. Yeah, that's the lamps. The lamps are totally connected. It's all part of one block of gold, yeah, beaten up, and all one piece like that. It must weigh, if it's made out of gold, it must weigh one kikar zav.
Gold is pretty soft when it's pure gold.
Well, whatever. Vitiya kula miksha. It has to be one block of gold. Minha ashosos, from the hammering out process.
Kikar weight?
Yes.
Yes, it's a weight. I don't. Maybe your English says what a kikar weighs. I don't know, but it has to weigh a kikar. The kol sharmina vidos. But use any other metal for the menorah. Ein makdil mishka. We don't care about the weight. And also, in that case, if it would be hollow, if it's made out of other metals, ksheros, it's okay, bidi eved. Should try to make it solid, too, from other metals. But if not, it's bidi eved, okay. Now, an interesting halacha. Let's do one more. That will kind of finish this part of the topic. Hey, ve'ein osinos, you don't make the menorah lechatchila. Take out the word le'olam. Min ha-grutos, from fragments of broken pieces. Bein shohesha shel zav, whether it's made out of gold. Bein shohesha shel shar min ha-metachos, whether it's made from other metals. What he means to say is, you have to read in between the lines, that gold, that even b'dievet, it's not good, but the other metals, b'dievet, it could be from fragments. That's what he's saying. Really shouldn't lechatchila make it out of fragments.
But didn't that's what they did for this, when they rededicated the second
temple?
Well,
so here's the thing. When they rededicated, they didn't make it out of gold.
No.
They didn't make it out of gold. They just made it out of the cheapest metals. Then when they got a little wealth, then they got a little wealthier, then they made it from more expensive ones.
You couldn't put molten gold into a form?
No.
You have to beat it. You take it and beat, whatever you're doing for that, till it gets to that. Maybe you could heat it so it could be more pliable. You could heat it so it'd be softer.
Does that mean the arms that hold up the cups are solid?
Everything. It was an incredible artistry.
Must have been incredibly heavy.
Could be. We're going to talk about that coming up. 18 tvachim, 3 feet. 18 tvachim. Well, you got your English doesn't tell you what a kikar is?
No, not here.
Okay. Anyway, that's what it is.
Again, or is this what Moshe?
No, after the first base of Midrash, it was hidden or taken away.
They
had to make a new one in the second base of Midrash, but the problem was the Greeks messed it up.
Yeah.
They stole it, whatever. It wasn't around.
It wasn't around.
So they had to make a new one by Hanukkah. And that's a whole sheer... Yes, it was the Greeks defiled everything. They stole it, whatever. They got rid of it. So they had to make a new one. And they didn't want to allocate their gold for that purpose.
No, not
which
for
is
that.
A whole sheer that I gave many, many years ago. Why they did that. No, it was a Hanukkah sheer, but I don't recall.
Maybe you can do it again this year.
Maybe. But not tonight. But maybe.
Was the shape of the second base of Midrash?
Because we all remember
it
so well.
Did they do a different shape?
No, this shape.
So
I can't say exactly like this.
No,
but this.
I mean, you ever see Titus's arch? You know, it's like this shape.
Okay, you know what? Rambam doesn't discuss that right now. He just says it goes out.
So that's what they could be captured from the second base.
Could be.
So maybe make it a different shape.
Could be. It doesn't. The Rambam doesn't seem to be particular about the shape. It just says branches coming out. Rambam does not seem to be so particular as to what the shape of the branch, as long as a branch. There'll be rules about the height, which we'll talk about tomorrow, Sunday. but it doesn't really care. It doesn't seem to mention straight out, ovaled out. It doesn't seem to say anything. So
it's 18 tefachim.
We're going to get to it. I said we're going to get to it. Okay. We're going to get to it.